Like me.
Bring your own technology.
This is fine.
This is where tech lives. Your number one source for all things technology and in between. It's Talk Tech.
Now, welcome to the bright side of life. Welcome to the tech side of life. My name is still Femi Grillaheights, and now I'm just going to combine some tech updates to fit into this particular episode. Now, the first things first. Should I say the first things first? Now, there are some big promises tech companies make, and we always advise them to keep their promise. Yeah, so that's the baseline. When you make a promise, you have to keep that promise. Now, two companies, in my own opinion, they are making promises for this week, and we intend to drag them if they don't keep these promises. And one of those companies is Samsung. What is Samsung saying? Now, Samsung is promising to support three generations of Android updates for their Galaxy phones. Just take note of the word that, or the line, or the words that Samsung used. Samsung said, "We are promising to support three generations of Android updates." Now, generations could be anything. A generation could be the major Android releases, for example, Android 4, Android 5, Android 6, Android 7, Android 8, Android 9, Android 10, Android 11. Those are the general top tier updates for Android. Now, there are updates in between of versions. So, for example, you can have Android 10.1, Android 10.2. Now, all those ones are still called generational updates. I would have loved Samsung to use a more convincing word than generational. So that way you are not going to pull Samsung on their garments when probably they don't update. Now, this is what Samsung is promising, that from this particular series that they have, which is the S series starting from S10, then followed by the N series starting from the Note 10 series, that's upward, then as well as the Z Flip series. So you have the Z Flip 5G and the first generation of the Z Flip and the Galaxy Fold. Now, look at this. Samsung did not mention their M series and their A series. But according to some news I got online, A series is actually included, but would be getting updates as much as the hardware can take. That is so controversial, kind of. If you are releasing updates, just say you release updates. Except if you are saying the A series do not have competing hardware to receive future Android updates. Now, I'm going to come back to the line of phones that are supported. Now, let us assume, for example, S10 came with Android 9. So, what Samsung is telling us that with this promise, they are going to allow you to upgrade your device from Android 9 and add three generations to it. So, you get updates of Android 10, Android 11, and Android 12. That is what I feel this kind of promise sounds like. And the same thing with the Note within N series, which is the Note 10, the Note 20 and above, and the Z Flip series. Now, I'm going to say I wish Samsung would keep these words, and let's see what happens, because it's not far again now. Let's see when this will start rolling out, and probably updates will be available for all these devices. I don't know when that will be. Now, the second company that is making promises is Microsoft. Now, Microsoft is trying to more like make a glorious debut into the Android scene. Although I cannot totally confirm this, but I can tell you from all the leaks, from all the rumors, from everything that is online, that the Microsoft's Duo, which is Microsoft's foldable for devices. That's not the convertible you have for your laptop, but for your phone. So it is called the Microsoft Surface Duo. It comes with a dual screen, equal proportion on both sides of the screen. When you open the screen, it becomes more like a note. So this kind of device will be competing with devices like the Samsung Galaxy Z Flip, which flips vertically. Then it's going to compete with the Galaxy Z Fold 2, which opens up like this Microsoft as well. Then it's going to compete with the Motorola ROG Arrow Reboot, which you all know as the Motorola ROG Arrow 2. And my question is, Microsoft is promising that it will release 3 years of OS update, but look at the sentence and look at that of Samsung. Microsoft Duo will receive 3 years of OS, that's operating system and security update. You can see that this is much, much promising. I can hold on to this particular line than we are offering generational updates to your Android from Samsung. So we hope they keep their word. Now, for Microsoft Surface Duo, I really don't know, but I've seen some price tag up to $2,000. But I wish Microsoft could have brought down the value of this phone, the price of this phone to probably something around $1,000 or $999 or thereabouts, as they put it. But this phone will be starting at $1,400. First foldable mobile phone from Microsoft. Remember the days of Lumia? Microsoft tried their best, giving us Windows phone, giving us Windows OS on phone, and they did their best, but they didn't really anticipate the way Apple will come into the scene and deliver so many premium products and so many innovative concepts. And the same thing happened with that of Android, and Windows Phone just like that. You all know what happens to RIM as well. BlackBerry, it went down as well. So let's hope these companies keep their promise. My name is Femi Greater Heights, and beyond the Lannister, I keep my promise. I'll be right back.